The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I always feel a bit sad this time of year for my annual flowers. Some have just come into their own, only to be nipped by frost. While it's easy to buy new plants in spring, some varieties just beg to be overwintered. But before you go digging up your prized flowers to bring indoors, here are a few tips to keep in mind. First, not all annuals overwinter easily. Some just can't adjust to the diminishing light levels. The easiest to try include geraniums, fuchsias, begonias, and coleus. Prune back these annuals by up to a half to fit them into your indoor space. You can also take cuttings from large plants, root them with rooting hormone powder, and overwinter these cuttings instead of the mother plant to save room. Dig up annuals in the ground now and pot them up with potting soil. Place the pots in a protected spot outdoors for another week or so to get them acclimated to the low light levels. Choose only insect and disease-free plants. There's nothing worse than bringing pest-infested plants indoors to spread bugs onto your houseplants. For all plants, remove dead leaves and quarantine them for a few weeks once inside. Watch for aphids, whiteflies, mealybugs, scale, and other insects, and spray with insecticidal soap to kill them. Place your annuals in the sunniest window you have or under grow lights. Group them together, sitting on a tray of clean gravel filled with water. Low light and low humidity can kill your plants in winter. Don't fertilize and water sparingly. The goal is to just keep the plants alive, not to stimulate new growth. And now for this week's tip. Dig up sweet potato tubers now. Carefully remove them from the soil and place them in a well-ventilated, warm room out of direct sun for a few weeks to dry. Store in a dry 60-degree room for 6 weeks before eating. During this time, the starches will turn into sugars, creating those sweet tubers that we love. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about fritillaria. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.